March 17th. 76. The Conceited Wagner. Richard Wagner was an undersized little man, with a head too big for his body, a sickly little man. His nerves were bad, and he had delusions of grandeur. He was a monster of conceit. Never, for one minute, did he look at the world or at people, except in relation to himself. He was not only the most important person in the world to himself. In his own eyes, he was the only person who existed. He believed himself to be one of the greatest dramatists in the world, one of the greatest thinkers, and one of the greatest composers. To hear him talk, he was Shakespeare and Beethoven and Plato rolled into one. And you would have had no difficulty in hearing him talk. He was one of the most exhausting conversationalists that ever lived. An evening with him was an evening spent in listening to a monologue. Sometimes he was brilliant. Sometimes he was maddeningly tiresome. But whether he was being brilliant or dull, he had one sole topic of conversation, himself, what he thought and what he did. He had a mania for being in the right. The slightest hint of disagreement from anyone on the most trivial point was enough to set him off on a harangue that might last for hours, in which he proved himself right in so many ways and with such exhausting volubility that in the end his hearer, stunned and deafened, would agree with him for the sake of peace.